1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Put your glad rags on. Join me, hon. We'll have some fun when the clock strikes one. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight.
The Lighthouse is one of the coolest things in Chicago, and, you know, we're trying to make sure it's not a well-kept secret. People who know, know. Well, Dr. Slick joins us. You've been on the show before. Nice to see you again.
Thank you for
Happy summer.
Me, Steve.
And you're the one that educated me specifically, but us in general, about the amount of clocks you guys make and the partnerships you have with companies are all over the place, including the government.
It's just amazing. The majority of our clocks are sold to the government, but we're branching out commercially, and Target Corporation is helping us do that.
That's nice. Target needs a win. This is a good win for Target.
Yes, a very good win. They're branching out to philanthropic causes.
Good.
And so they've adopted the Chicago Lighthouse locally. We have a very enlightened buyer who buys locally, Chicago-made products, Alexandra Johnston. And so she approached us, and now we have a line of clocks debuting in Target August 1st.
Very cool. Now, before you show the clock, let's do some basics here. The Lighthouse is staffed by whom, and what speed bump of life do they deal with, which makes this whole clock-making thing miraculous?
Yes. The clocks are manufactured by people who are blind and visually impaired.
It's unbelievable.
Yes. So, which suffer, I think we spoke about this before, 70% unemployment rate on average nationwide.
70.
A lot of veterans.
70
unemployment.
Veterans
too.
Yeah.
That you employ.
A
lot of veterans.
Yes,
too.
Veterans. Yes. People with other disabilities besides blindness and veterans.
Now, we talked about this last time, but it's tough for us that have the blessing of sight to visualize how a blind person could make a clock. You know, or with the hands, just go anywhere you want. But this is a very tactile, hands-on, handcrafted item, right?
One of our staff members said that she manufactures clocks, assembles them by touch, by smell, and using the context of our facility. So it's a well-oiled machine.
But the amazing thing to me is the amount of clocks you need to produce. This
yes.
is not something where you can have someone spending, you know, day after day after day putting one clock together, like my fifth grade art project.
Yeah.
You know,
no, there are over 200,000 clocks that we assemble each year.
How about that?
We are the last manufacturing facility in the United States for wall clocks.
These are absolutely beautiful too. You know, it's not just, you know, the white background, we'll say, with the white numerals.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not your standard issue.
No, these are different. The Chicago scenes are beautiful.
Hold one of those up for TV.
No, these are
on CLTV.
Apparently Target sells so much with the Chicago clock on it. We're very proud of as Chicagoans. And so they sell a lot of Chicago flag memorabilia.
Hold it right there. That's okay. The Chicago flag. And obviously you see the hands on the clock and the lake and the city skyline in the background. You get a little bit of reflection off the glass. Andrea, hold another one up.
This is the L stop.
And that's the L stop, the map. And yeah, if you hold that up in the same position, turn it my way just a little. Perfect. So you can see the L-stop map as well. That's just two examples.
They're great for college dormitories, perfect for the target audience, and so to speak. And we also have a line of children's clocks for children's rooms. These are fashion-forward clocks.
That's a great kids' room clock.
So we've branched out from the standard issue.
I got to get that for Abigail.
Which
you do.
Yeah.
Andrea described,
yeah.
Right, which we're very proud of. But now we're being fashion-forward and... There's also a line of Larry Brotman clocks. This is from his book. This is a plate from his book, Chicago Unleashed. You were kind enough to have our board member, Larry Brotman, on the show. So his clocks will be sold bundled with his books in Target stores.
Very cool.
It's a dog looking at his reflection in the bean in Millennium Park. Isn't that cool?
Yeah, well, the dogs are just as interested in the bean as we are.
And then more architecturally, natural fibers, which sell well as well, cork clocks. And
that's cool. That's very cool.
So a full line of home, intended for the home, the kitchen, children's
rooms.
Very
artistic. Now, let me back you up a second. Did I hear you say you're the only ones producing wall clocks?
Our only competition is from China. So we are American made.
The last American wall clock maker is the Lighthouse?
Exactly. All other wall clocks are imported from China and assembled there. So this provides a job for a person who is blind. So I hope people will come out and purchase them. We're going to start off at the Division in Elston stores and a store in Wheaton. That's our suburban test market. And then branch out to 62 stores in Illinois.
Very cool. And this again starts on August 1st?
August 1st, yes. We're also available on Amazon.com.
Oh, there you go. Oh, and yeah.
And today's Prime Day.
Yeah.
Yes. For people that don't know the full Lighthouse story, is it on the website?
It is on the website. We have our mission statement, ChicagoLighthouse.org.
ChicagoLighthouse.org. Doctor, I love what you do. You know that.
Thank you.
You're always welcome here. ChicagoLighthouse.org, August 1st, you're going to be able to purchase these clocks at Target.
How cool is that?
Limited Targets or all the Targets?
In Chicago throughout August and September, and then we're going to branch out nationwide if we're successful in Illinois.
Oh, you will be. Beautiful. Those are beautiful.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
You're doing great
work. I really
appreciate
your having us and letting people know that this is going to be happening.
Yeah, and you know what? We need to take a few stills of these clocks, too, so we can put them up on our stuff. Thank you again. ChicagoLighthouse.org. All right, 9:17. Let's come back, and we're going to play the 90s game.
Yes.
The 90s game for prizes here in just a second on 720 WGN.